This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
A beautiful day.
Yeah, it was.
Did you spend some time in the sun?
Well, the whole day. I felt guilty if I went inside because I had to make the most of the day.
I had to go grocery shopping. We had some friends over. We were grilling. And so before I left for the grocery store, I took a shower. I washed my hair. I threw my hair up in a bun, went shopping. On the way home, it was so nice. I rolled down my windows. I took my hair out of the bun.
Yes.
I let it air dry. You know I have naturally curly hair. I got home, I look like a chia pet. I mean, my hair was huge. I was rocking the fro.
I can imagine.
And so my friends came over, and she has twin boys. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why is your hair up? And I was like, oh, because I'm rough and tough with my Afro puff right now. I look like a chia pet. And her sons look at me and they go, what is a chia pet? And I've never felt so old in my life.
Kelly, I got a confession.
Yeah.
I'm your age, and I don't know what a chia pet is either.
You don't know what a chia pet is?
When you were just talking, and I was like, let's just pretend I know what that is. I have no idea what a chia pet is.
Oh, my. Okay, this was like the coolest thing like back in the day.
A chia pet. Is that an animal?
No, it was like a plant. So you get these like ceramic, they were faces or animals, and then you put the chia seeds on the outside, you water them, and then they grow like a plant. So the plant grows so it looks like hair on the head or on the animal. It's called a chia pet.
That explanation did absolutely nothing for me. I have no idea what you're talking about right now, but I'll take your word for it that it makes you look something to do with an afro.
Hold on. You're telling me you don't remember this?
Chia.
Chia pets, the pottery that grows.
No, and that sounds like a commercial from the 70s.
Okay, I'm sending you the YouTube link.
Well, apparently I was born on Mars, Kelly, because I don't know what a chia pet is.
Chia.
Chia pets, the pottery that grows.
I thought it was just me because I was old. I brought up a chia pet yesterday. We had some friends over and we were grilling, and my friend's sons were like, what is a chia pet? And I was like, okay, I'm old. Back in our day, we had this thing. And then I talked about it, and you're like, I don't know what a chia pet is.
Never heard of a chia pet in my life. Thought it was some guinea pig-like animal. But 909 says, my granddaughter is only 10, and she knows what a chia pet is.
Okay. I do like this one that came in from the 909. Says they sell chia pets at Walgreens, so you might need to check that out. Your birthday's coming up, so maybe...
You're going to get me a chia pet, are you?
I'm going to have to go find a chia pet for you.
I don't want a chia pet.
Why?
Because I don't want one. It grows. I don't want to water. I don't want to deal with all that. 949, what the heck, guy? How do you know what a chia pet is? Okay. I've gone down in this deep spin now because I'm actually wondering, because I moved to America when I was 18, if we didn't have them in Australia when I was growing up. And that's the reason. But no, they sell them everywhere in Australia.
Yeah, chia pets were like all the rage. I remember having a chia pet. I had the actual pet, and I think my Nana and Papa got me like, there's a head one, and then the hair grows like an afro.
Do you have to water it? Like, will it not grow if you don't water it,
yeah,
or will
it
grow
like
anyway?
It's like a plant. You put the little chia seeds on it. I sent you the YouTube link. Did you not watch it?
I watched it grow. It didn't tell you how to make it. My parents obviously thought I was too irresponsible and I'd kill it, so they never got me one or tell me what it is.
True. Even if I get you one now, you might still kill it.